Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Darius joins us today for Am I Wrong? Hello, Darius. What's up?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, we're good.
We're good, man.
What's up with you?
Just a bunch of nonsense, man. I'm hoping you guys can help me out.
Yeah. Nonsense is our specialty.
It's true.
It's true. Don't laugh. What's going on? Who are you arguing with?
Look, I'm arguing with my sister.
Mm-hmm.
Our mom's birthday is coming up, okay?
And okay.
It's like a milestone birthday. My mom's 70, so
oh, wow.
We made an agreement. Yeah. So we made an agreement that we were going to share in buying a gift together, and we were going to go half and half.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Right.
So, you know, before we can go into any detail about it, she calls me up and says, hey, I got the gift. You owe me $125. So I'm kind of like, wait, what? Because we didn't even go over details about setting parameters on the gift or anything like that. I don't have $125 to just throw out like that, okay?
Uh-huh.
And the fact of the matter is she's sitting there, it's like, well, it's your mother's birthday. And I'm sitting there like, yeah, well, no, I understand that, but how come we couldn't even talk about the gift a little bit more before you just went out and bought it?
So she bought the gift already, and she's demanding money from you, and you're like, I don't have that kind of money.
Yeah.
All right.
No, that's exactly what it is.
What kind of money? Do you have any money?
I have money, but I also have bills.
I get it. I understand. All right. What's your sister's name?
Her name's Carla.
All right. Let's call Carla and find out what's going on here.
Hello?
Is this Carla?
Yes.
Carla, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Who's this?
Oh, it's Mark K and Megan. We're from 95.1 WAPE. We host the morning show here.
Hey, Carla.
Hey, oh my gosh. Why are you guys calling me?
Funny story.
Yeah.
We actually have your brother, Darius, on the phone, too.
Oh, my gosh.
And he told us about the situation with your mom's birthday present and how you bought the present with kind of without asking him.
Well, I told him that I was going to get a present for the two of us.
Yeah.
We should go have these on it.
Right.
And he's totally down for it until I actually got the present. And then he's like trying to be a cheap ass, talking about like he only has $20. And, I mean.
Wait. I'm trying to be a cheap ass?
Yeah. You're the one saying like, oh, I was going to only spend $20. Like, mom isn't turning 70 this year.
Yeah, that is a pretty big birthday. Like, what were you expecting to pay, Darius?
$20, apparently.
But really, $20, or?
No, I was expecting to know what the gift was going to be in the first place.
Well, Carla, did you not tell him what you were getting?
Not initially, but
no,
it's the kind of thing that, like, mom is really into.
What did you get? What's the gift? If you don't mind us asking.
Okay, so mom collects these little statues. Do you know what Yadro is?
I do know what Yadro is.
I know.
So she collects those little statues.
Yeah.
And I found one. It was like $300, or it was originally $300. It's a little boy and a little girl. You know, that's us, of course.
Right.
And, I mean, it'll be perfect for mom's collection.
Right.
And I love it.
But so you told Darius you were getting a gift, but you didn't tell him how much or what it was.
Well, I mean, no, but it's not like. Yeah, you know, not like I was going to get something for $1,000, but at
right.
the same time, it's like, this is your mom. This
right.
is her birthday. She's turning 70. Like,
yeah.
you expect to get something nice.
Like, you didn't think 125 would be that big of a deal. That's why you didn't ask.
No. I was down from 300, so.
Yeah, no, you got it on sale, too. That's great. I don't think you can find Yadro for a better price than 250, I'll be honest with you.
I don't know what the hell Yadro
yeah.
is.
All right, hang on one second, you two. Alyssa from Orange Park, how are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Great, Alyssa. What do you want to say?
She should have skipped out on delivering him.
She should have skipped out on delivering who?
Him. Her son, that he doesn't want to spend money on it.
Oh, she should have just stopped at the girl because the son's a cheapskate.
Yeah. You know, well, the thing about it is, your mother is the only one on the earth that would sell her soul to help you. And she took her time, raised him, sacrificed her body and and that's too much money.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that's too much money, especially for a big birthday like 70.
That every year should be a big birthday for your own mother.
Yeah.
Mothers do so much with their kids. Every night, 3 o'clock in the morning, we're worried about our kids. Where are they? Out partying, doing whatever, not even thinking about us.
Right. Every night your kids out partying, you're worried? Maybe that's the problem. Oh, not you. Okay.
Yeah, we worry more than anybody else about our children. And that's what's wrong with men today. They don't take care of their mothers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have children?
I have 4.
Do you have any sons?
I have 2.
Are they obnoxious and inconsiderate?
Absolutely not. I raise them to adore every woman, take care of every woman.
Oh, okay, because you sound like...
I wonder if it's a guy thing, because I'm very generous every year with my mom and her birthday. I always get her something nice.
Of course, Megan's perfect.
And my brother is always like, here's a flower, and like, same thing. So I feel like...
My brother's like that with me, but when it comes to my brother, there is no expense he will not do for my mother.
Oh. That's good.
That's the way men need to be raised.
No, yeah.
Men need to be re-raised.
My wife always says, you know, just get your mother whatever she wants. So my mother will come up with some really expensive gift and I'll get it for her and she'll never use it.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter because she was happy on her birthday.
Well, maybe it's just because you're bad at buying gifts.
No, last year she wanted a video camera and so I bought her a video camera, still in the box.
Did she really want that though?
She did. She goes, I need a video camera. She was going to start vlogging. And
makes her happy that it's sitting in the corner, then it makes her happy.
No, yeah we're all I'm thrilled about it. Yeah, but you know, absolutely. I was really curious about the vlog, but whatever. This is Sherry. Good morning, Sherry. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
We're doing great, Sherry. What do you think? Who's right? Who's wrong here?
I think they're both right. What I really think is she should have discussed how much she was spending and see how much she could spend, and then get it anyway because it is her mom and she is 70.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what she could do is just tell him to give me as much as you're comfortable with, and then I'll just pay the rest.
Correct.
You know, that's what I would do.
Me too. That's your mama.
You know, personally, from experience, not so much me and my sister, but my wife and her siblings, because there's 3 of them.
Yeah.
I just say, get your own gift for your mom and leave everybody else out of it, because we've had experiences similar where you can't agree or it's too expensive and like 2 of you want it, but the other one's like, I can't afford that. And it just then they feel guilty and it's just a big hassle.
Yeah, no, that's happened to me too, because I have 2 other siblings and same idea. Like maybe I'm willing to spend more than someone else would.
Right.
But I do feel like it's your mom. I feel like that's it's not like some stranger that you're asking to split with.
No, again, it's your mom. But again, you know, it depends. Sometimes, like your mom probably loves you more than your sister and your brother.
Oh, definitely.
So you're willing to spend more money on her. You've purchased her affection. So,
definitely.
Yeah. Maybe if your sister stepped up and spent more money on your mom, she'd love her more.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. Chris from Orange Park, how are you?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, nothing much, man. What'd you want to say?
Well, you know, she knew what she was doing. She should have told him, you know, what she was buying and how much it was going to be ahead of time. But she was thoughtful enough to get Yadra with, you know, the brother and sister. So at this point, he just needs to pony up. Because if he doesn't, it's going to break his mom's heart.
Yeah, really.
Right.
If she finds out that he didn't, you know, go in half for it and that he was being a cheapskate.
And here's the thing about Yadra. I mean, not to get depressing, but one day when their mom's no longer with us, that'll be like a 20, 30-year-old Yadro statue. It'll be worth 3 or 4 times what it is now.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Cool, bro.
It's like an investment. It's like your mom's happy now, and then 30 years later, you're going to get your $250 back.
Wow, okay.
Plus, you know, and then some.
I don't know.
Liz from the West Side.
Hi.
Hey, Liz, what'd you want to say?
$125 for a 70th birthday gift is nothing. I usually try to save at least $100 for each of my parents' birthday gifts every year.
Yeah.
So this year, they're both turning 65, and it's their 30th wedding anniversary. I intend to spend a good $500 to $600 on them.
Yeah.
So, like, shell out the money, dude. She gave birth to you. You would not exist without her. Stop being stingy.
Right. That is all right. Hey, thanks so much for calling. You know
what
else?
That's a good point.
You know what's a really great gift for somebody when they turn like 70 or something?
What?
My wife and I, when my father-in-law turned 70, he likes those scratch-off cards. So we went and got him 70 scratch-off cards.
Whoa, that's a lot.
Well, it's a buck each, so it's $70. But okay. I think he ended up winning like...
Did he win?
Yeah. Well, 70 cards? Yeah, you're going to win like $5 here, $5 there.
Oh.
So I think he ended up winning another $45. So really, that gift just, you know, multiplied itself.
Not really, though. Because he didn't pay any money. So he only gave him $45, basically.
No, we gave him $70 worth of scratch-off cards. And then in addition to that, he got $45.
Right. So you only gave him $45,
No, we gave him $70 worth of scratch-off
but
cards.
But he didn't make any money off of the $70 that you spent money on. But so he only got $45.
He only got
That's a cheap-ass gift.
No, it was a $70 present, Megan. And there's so much, you know how exciting it is to scratch up? There's like, you know, that's the, he could have won nothing. It still would have been a $70 gift.
Right.
You understand?
And that's even worse.
What, right.
Imagine giving him all those things.
You know what? Never mind. 340-9595.